And hello, hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. So do me a favor, will you click the, send me the link. Actually, never mind, I'll do it this way. Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. While we're getting going here, I'm going to take the link myself and I'm going to put this on other platforms because this is one of the biggest stories that everybody needs to know. It's so sensitive that I can't even talk about it on Facebook, Fascist Book. I'm kind of, you know, nervous talking about it. I know I can put it on True Social, but I'm getting ready to post the link on True Social right now. I'm just posting on True Social right now, and I'm putting it on Getter. I'm putting it on, I can't do links on Rumble just yet, but I'm putting it on other places. Look, everybody. When I've talked about how the Biden regime is wanting to tear down America, destroy the United States of America, this story that we're getting ready to report to you absolutely proves that very thing. When you have the elitists, you have the one world order, the United Nations, working hand in hand with the Biden regime to tear down this country, we've all been saying it. We've all been saying it, but you know what? We're about to give you tangible proof. And you know what? I encourage every single person right now that's listening in to go look this up yourself. Always do your due diligence. Look this information up yourself. I don't care who tells you what. I don't care who it is. When someone tells you something, take 5 minutes and go look it up for yourself. This is huge. So Shannon's my producer. She's here in studio with me. She just came to me with this story and she said, Will, listen to this. Let me read some of this to you. And I'm like, what? What? What is this? Go ahead.
Okay. So today.
Wait a minute. Is your mic on? I think you're muted there. Let's make sure people can hear you. And while you're doing it, I'm gonna get the phone line open here too. For those of you just calling in, the phone number is 319-527-3453.
Before we get to that story though, Will, can I talk about one other thing that's actually pretty huge too?
Other than this story?
Yeah. I want more people to have time to come on here.
Okay.
But this is huge too. Listen, we actually reported a couple of days ago about the diesel shortage. Right.
Yes.
So
October 14th. They reported that 25 days from then that the diesel will be completely out. Right.
Right.
It could be devastating to the American economy.
Right. And today, even more warnings are coming out. You know, I was always hopeful. I'm always like, well, maybe, you know, maybe there's a way we can hurry up and get some more diesel. Right. But listen. Today, there's an article on Epoch Times that says diesel shortage spreads across the East Coast as Goldman Sachs issues a huge warning. It says a diesel shortage is spreading. It says they have launched an emergency delivery rule. It says Mansfield Energy is now requiring 72-hour notice for deliveries to obtain freight and fuel because conditions are rapidly devolving. The firm told customers,
wow.
According to Bloomberg News, fuel prices are running 30 cents to 80 cents higher than the market average, according to him. At times, carriers are having to visit multiple terminals to find supply, which delays deliveries and strains local trucking capacity. The note reads, referring to the market in Tennessee, which is seeing particularly acute challenges. Now, I don't take words like acute lightly, right? We already have delivery people scrambling to find diesel.
And this,
and
this
we
is,
haven't even made it to
right,
the 25th
This
day
is
yet.
Talking about trains, the railroad. This is talking about military vehicles. This is talking about
we're talking about food supply.
We're talking about 18-wheelers that's just, you know, traveling these goods, they're supporting, you know, have the goods on the tractor trailers, and they're transporting them.
Right.
And then it's also talking about safety personnel vehicles, right?
Yeah.
Fire trucks. What does fire trucks run on? What do ambulance run on?
Yeah.
Right. Think about it. This is going to cripple the United States of America. But the next story Oh my goodness. Now it's all coming into play.
Yeah.
The next story actually, you know, brings to light why this is happening.
Yeah. My mouth just dropped when I read this article. I was sitting here going, you've got to be kidding me. Now, listen, I particularly love Epoch Times. They are investigative reporters. These people do their homework, right? They actually give us real news. And this is a top story today. Listen to this. Top U.S. banks are under investigation over ESG and climate action. Now, if people are wondering what ESG is, that's environmental, social, and corporate governance. It's how they run their banks according to this climate change.
This is U.S. banks.
These are U.S.
under investigation.
It says a coalition of 19 state attorney generals from across the country launched a formal investigation into six major U.S. banks last week, citing legal concerns about ESG investing and over involvement with a United Nations alliance fighting CO2 emissions. The banks appear to be colluding with the UN to destroy American companies and undermine the nation's best interest, one of the AGs warned in a statement emailed to Epoch Times. That's huge. I'm getting goosebumps. We have banks colluding with the United Nations to take down companies.
Yes, and think about it. It's all part of this whole digital currency. Yeah. That Biden signed the executive order with as well. This is people. This thing is real. People about to get nervous. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news like this, but dude, this is huge. You need to know this information. What does the Bible say? My people will perish because of lack of knowledge. We need to know what is happening so we can prepare.
Yes.
There's so many things happening in so many avenues right now with the diesel, the gas, the natural gas. And now this.
Yeah, this article is pretty long. It says another AG argued that these UN inspired banking policies are resulting in jobs being sent to communist China as the regime there continues building a coal-fired power plants to ensure low-cost, reliable energy. The new investigation is the latest by Republican-led states amid growing national concerns about the woke policies of financial institutions and powerful business interests.
So just imagine, everybody, if we were to talk about this information on Fascist Book, talk about this information on YouTube, talk about this information on Twitter, they would prevent you from seeing it. They would prevent you from hearing it. This is breaking news right here. This is something that they just didn't do last week. This is something that the banks have been doing, working with the United Nations to tear down the country. Now, is it starting to come to realization about the whole green stinking New Deal? You know, what they call it? The inflation bill,
which is really the Green New Deal. It's all about this that we're talking about. It's about
this right here.
Exactly.
The Biden administration actually pushed this to make this happen. They're colluding with the United Nations to tear down the United States of America.
Oh man!
Oh my goodness! Yeah. And a lot of people go in the past, Shannon. People go, you know what? People were suspecting that the United Nations is going to have the blue helmets on the streets of America at some point. And that's kind of what I believe that the Democrats want, because then they're basically like giving up our sovereignty. Again, the same thing with Ukraine. All of this stuff is by plan. It's by design. Yes. It's not accidentally happening.
And, you know, talking about elections coming up right now, like I said, this investigation is being launched by Republican-led states. Another reason to get out there and vote and make sure you have Republicans leading these states, because they're the ones that are overseeing our best interests. Listen to this. Multiple attorney generals who spoke with Epoch Times about the probe said it was their job to enforce consumer protection laws and protect citizens in their states from potentially illegal activity by companies. In particular, officials are investigating the bank's involvement in the controversial UN Nations Net Zero Banking Alliance, the global network of banks convened and overseen by the UN, pledges to eliminate emissions of so-called greenhouse gases by 2050 by transforming their leading and investment practices. So you know what's going to happen, Will.
You know what it made me, you just said that made me think about California with Gruesome Newsom.
You almost saw the same wavelength.
That's exactly what it is. Gruesome Newsom, right? The whole thing about them wanting to do away with all of these gas vehicles when it comes, well, I think 2035, all of this is planned. We see this happening. We see this actually happening, unfolding right now. This is crazy. The United States of America is being destroyed, and the Democrats are all about doing it.
Yeah, it's so funny you said that, because it says the effect of these policies, the AGs warned, would be to starve key industries of credit. We've already seen this with the energy companies, especially companies in the energy and agriculture food sectors that are critical to the prosperity and even national security of the United States. Oh my gosh, Will. I'm sitting here going, this is freaking crazy.
It is crazy.
Okay, it says the banks being scrutinized by the top lawmen for the states include Bank of America, not surprising, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup. Well, those are our top banks.
Yes.
I mean, I got goosebumps.
They're top banks. I think probably everybody listening probably connected to one of those banks one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly, you know. I've talked to one guy since I've been doing all the audio podcasts and doing video podcasts. Talked to one guy, said he took all of his money out the bank and put it in other stuff.
Credit unions.
Yeah, well, he talked about credit unions. So okay. we have some people calling in. We have some people calling in on this most important information. I think this is one of the biggest, most important information that I've ever talked about, because this is actually them destroying America. And we see it. They're showing it. This, and you know what makes sense with the digital currency, with Biden doing the chip deal, all of this is coming into play, people. So let's go to our first phone call here. See, hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from? The last four is 4607. 4607. You there, caller?
Yes.
What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Mike, Tuscaloosa. I just want to know what the store is about.
Oh, okay. So we'll just kind of talk about it again.
Okay. You the story? Okay. Well, we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. Let me go to the other caller. Maybe they have a question. We'll come back to you and we'll talk about it. Okay. All right. Hold on. All right. Let's go to the other caller here. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You there, caller?
Okay, well, so I see a couple of people are saying, yeah, what's going on? What's going on? So I'm going to repeat this story just so everybody can get this, because it's really important. There's an investigation now. This is a story that just started, that broke out on Epoch Times. It says top U.S. banks are under investigation for ESG and climate action. For those of you who don't know what ESG is, it's environmental, social, and corporate governance. It's how they run their banks along with the climate change thing. It says a coalition of 19 state attorney generals from across the country have launched a formal investigation into six major banks, including Wells Fargo, Chase, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, that was another one, or Citigroup, I should say. Into legal, basically what's happening is they found that they appear to be colluding with the UN to destroy American companies and undermine the nation's best interests. They say that this investigation has been launched by mostly Republican-led attorney generals. They're looking into the nationwide concerns about the woke policies of these financial institutions. They are trying to take down or destroy our company within by, you know, making sure that certain companies in the energy and agricultural industry are not and funded this is, and cannot what? Make money.
This makes a lot of sense too with all of the information about the farmers. There's been videos of video after video of farmers being told by the federal government to shut down their production. Now it's all making sense. The banking, the bank systems, they're actually doing this with the United Nations to tear down this country. And now you have these lieutenant governors, right? Attorney generals throughout the country, attorney generals,
Republican led.
Yeah. Attorney generals that's leading the charge on this. Yes. Now think about this, everybody. This is the reason why they're coming out right now trying to say that Republicans are causing violence because of this election. They're saying that Republicans are already starting to cheat. They're saying Republicans are doing this. They're saying Republicans because Republicans have people watching the polls. It shouldn't even be normal, everyday people watching these ballot boxes that shouldn't even be there in the first place. It should be police officers. If they're going to have these ballot boxes there, then you know what? Then whoever's paying for that ballot box to be there, they need to pay for actual police officers to be there. And I hate to say that, but either remove the ballot boxes or what? Look. I'm so worked up about this story.
Yeah, and just let me.
It's so huge.
Yeah, let me just say again, the effect of these policies, the AGs warned, would be to starve key industries of credit, especially companies in energy and agriculture sectors. That's our food. That's our oil. That's how we get to work. That's how we run the air and heat and air in our homes. I mean, this is crazy. And these things are critical to the prosperity of our country. And they are compromised. They are working with UN to starve these industries. Why is that?
You know what? And there's been another report where a whole bunch of black farmers have been complaining because the Biden administration said that he was going to help them out. And he kicked them to the side, kicked them to the curb. And it's even election season. You know, they said, well, he's probably like, well, let's just wait until after the election and then we'll come and help you. You're not getting any help. They're purposely doing this, people. They're purposely trying to hurt America. They're purposely trying to take down the United States of America. Yeah. This is so huge.
Yeah, let me once again. Hold
on. Let's go to this phone call here. I think we have someone who may want to ask us a question here. The last four is 3888. That's the last four of the number. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from? Oh, I guess not. I guess they're scared of me. Maybe I bite too hard.
Yeah. You know what? Well, once again, those six banks that are involved in this investigation are Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup. It says each of these companies was served last week with civil investigative demands, essentially acting as a subpoena, demanding that they turn over documents related to their involvement in the UN NZBA.
You know what else this makes me think about? Remember when President Trump went to the United Nations and he told them that the United States of America will always be a sovereign nation. We will never be a socialist country. He couldn't even leave the building before Nancy Pelosi came on the television and said, okay, we're going to impeach him now. He couldn't even leave the building when they did that.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing the United Nations wants control of the United States of America.
And the Democrats are complicit with it.
They're pushing for it.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
They're all globalists. They're all pushing for it. They're 100% globalists. And we see them actually doing this.
Yes. Listen to what one AG said. He said, we got involved in this investigation because this is another attempt by the liberal woke left to shove their ideas down our throats, very tyrannical. And since they can't change the laws by using the political process, they want to do it by weaponizing business. That's the Attorney General Austin Knudsen. They said they are doing this out of some misplaced desire to advance their liberal agenda. They don't care about democracy, Will. They don't care about putting this to the people and seeing what they want. That's not what they are about. The one world system, the global economics.
Yep.
They could care less about the future of America as it is. They care about the future.
They want to change. They want to change what America is all about. They want to change the freedoms that we have in America. They want to disrupt what is called reality. And also, you know what else this makes me think about? This makes me think about how Joe Biden and all of them, because they shut down the XL pipeline, he shut down offshore drilling. He has the open borders. And then on top of that, would it really, you know, all this comes into play. Now I've been saying this for the longest, that they're doing all of this because they want to tear down America. They want to destroy America. Yep. Now the banking system, remember everybody here the other day when they talked about PayPal? Y'all remember that? It wasn't that long ago, was it? They just talked about how PayPal said that if you said something that we disagree with, not that you've committed a crime, not that you even advocated for a crime, but simply said something that they disagree with, right? They disagree with it. They would fine you $2,500 for every instance that they disagree with you.
Yeah.
And if your bank account is connected to your PayPal account, they will connect to your bank and take it from there. And then your actual bank account will put you in the negative $2,500. They're literally can steal money from you because of the way you think.
One person said on podcast in the comments, which I think is very profound, and Will and I've talked about this before too. It's that this person says, I have a growing feeling that it will not be House or Senate that saves this nation, but states. That's pretty profound because guess what? In addition to today, Abbott here in Texas just announced that he's going to spend $900 million trying to secure our border. And you know what? It's not even Texas's duty to do this. It's actually
the federal government.
But here is a state stepping into doing what our government is failing to doing. So that's a very good point. I actually agree somewhat.
Okay, so if you want to give me a call and input and give your input on this, the number is 319-527-3453. You can call, just stay on the line. I don't bite too hard. You can call that number and tell me what you think about all of this. Let me ask you, I would like to know, is this all news to you, or did you see some of this already coming? Did you see about the farmers, how they were shutting down a lot of the agriculture, how they were shutting farmers from producing product? Did you see all that? And it all ties into with, I say it all ties into with China coming in and buying up our land. I say all of this is in cahoots together. And it's really interesting how this information is all coming out right before the midterm election. And guess what? The mainstream media is going to be silent about it.
Yeah, it's really, you know, I really haven't seen, I know some people have talked about the diesel, but I haven't seen the mainstream media talk about the diesel. Maybe they have, maybe I've missed it, but that's
this should be on like repeat because yeah, it's that bad.
They're launching this investigation. They're not going to talk about this.
And you know what?
They don't want you
if
to
the
know.
Liberal media say anything about it, they're going to say this is just them trying to distract from abortion.
Well, you know,
like abortion has something to do with this.
And you know what? There's a threat too, because guess what? Banks fund every business here in America. I mean, just like Kanye, he said something they didn't like, Chase got rid of him. You know what I mean? So I'm quite sure that a lot of these people are like, do we really want to step on their toes because they're like who we bank through? You know what I mean? I'm just being honest.
No, I can see that. You know, it's a lot of people say, well, you know, I bank with them. I have my money in there. Look how they did Mike Lindell. Look how they did him. He didn't commit any crimes, but because he has support for President Trump and because he was fighting for America, look what they did to him. Yeah. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
These are actual tyrants. These are actual tyrants. The year 2022, we actually have tyrants in the federal government working with the United Nations, deliberately trying to take down the country. This is what you call an act of war. Really, this is war. And that's what we're in. It's not just a spiritual war. This is a physical war as well.
Yeah.
This is the war for we're trying to fight to keep our sovereignty. We're trying to fight to keep our freedoms. We're trying to fight to keep freedom of speech. We're trying to fight to be able to protect our lives, keep our sanity, right? We're fighting for all of this, right? We're trying to fight to protect our children. They call parents, they call you listening in, they call you domestic terrorists because you have the audacity to want to protect your child and prevent your child from learning about this perverted stuff.
You know what?
Really?
It's funny because you say that. And the verse this morning, I actually woke up out of bed this morning and I read the verse of the day on my Bible app. And this is what it said. And it's so true. It says, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Mm. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. And that's what we're doing here today. We're being shrewd. We're letting you know this is the hard stuff happening.
Yep, here's the hardcore
truth. And it's hard sometimes for us to report it because, you know, so many people go, oh, I'm so discouraged. I don't like hearing this. Now I'm getting stressed, la da da. But we need to know. He wants us to know, right? But we're also supposed to be innocent as doves, which means that, you know, we're not involved.
We're supposed to tell the truth. We're supposed to tell the truth. And the truth can be harsh. This, with this information, I'm telling you, this is not good news. But it is good news that these attorney generals are actually looking into this. That is good news. That is absolutely wonderful news that they're doing this and they're bringing this down right now. I just can't even still wrap my mind around it that they were actually doing it. Well, I can actually. I mean, because I've been talking about how often they've been wanting to tear down the country and destroy this nation. The Biden, his whole inflation deal, this is all geared towards it. So my question is, how is the Biden administration connected with these banks when doing this with the United Nations? Because this is Biden Pelosi's policies, right? We know that it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, even one of the AGs he says these banks appear to be colluding with the UN to destroy American companies that specialize in fossil fuels, which we know that Biden is on board with. Right. He said it before he even got in office, or otherwise depend on them for energy. They are pushing an investment strategy designed not to maximize financial returns, but to impose a leftist social and economic agenda that cannot otherwise be implemented through the ballot box. Just wow, Will. I'm just sitting here going, this is crazy.
So they know, they see,
they're scheming.
A red wave coming, yep, because of what they've done to the economy, what they've done to our children, what they've done to the gas prices, what they've done to our southern border. I can keep going on and on. People waking up to it. Latino community is leaving the Democrat Party. There's still a large amount of Black people. 3 months ago, I reported that 1 million people left the Democrat Party. They see what's happening. They see what's coming. They see that they're about to lose their power. So guess what? They're going to do something. This is devastating to them. This information is devastating to the left because they did not want this coming out right before the election too. I mean, come on. Yeah. All right, we have another caller. Let's go to a caller here, see if they have a question for us this time. The last four is 5116. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Lester.
You say Roger?
Lester.
Lester. Lester. No, hey, Lester. Lester. Thank you so much for the call. What do you think about all this, Lester? And where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in South Dakota.
Okay. What do you think?
Well, I think they need to take all the Democrats and lock them up.
I agree.
My question is, what is America going to do when we have to start paying, you know, $6 or $7 for diesel fuel? And we're supposed to run out the 8th.
Yeah, I mean, even Goldman Sachs is saying, hey, listen, prices are going to go up. There's no going around it. So, and there is a concern, like you said, for if it's a very cold winter, it's going to be a rough one.
Yeah. So imagine when you can't get safety vehicles can answer calls, or when the freight trains are no longer transporting goods, or when the 18-wheelers can't show up and bring produce and meat and food and milk and eggs, et cetera, to the grocery store. It's going to cause havoc. And if the UN is already in cahoots with the banking system here, that could cause major chaos here for them to get involved to put blue helmets on the streets of America. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, you know, the blue helmets and the red helmet or the green helmets with the little red star, that's just something to aim at. I'm sorry.
I like your answer there, sir.
That's just the way it is. But the whole thing is it costs me over $1,000 every time I buy fuel.
Wow.
Are you a trucker?
I am. I'm okay. An owner operator.
So you're completely aware about them with the diesel issue.
Yes.
So what are you hearing?
It's not just the trucks. I mean, if you want to hurt this country, you stop the fuel trucks.
Yep.
Right.
The tankers.
Yeah.
Because then nobody can get anywhere. Nobody has fuel.
Right.
Or gasoline. So they're not getting anywhere.
Wow.
You know, they start raising your prices every year at the beginning of October.
It's like
it goes in our trucks. A lot of houses on the East Coast are heated by fuel oil.
That's what I was going to say.
The trains, you know.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot to do more than just, you know, the freight. Yeah. I mean, you got people's going to freeze to death.
Yeah, that's what I was reading.
This is crazy.
Because apparently home heating is very refined like diesel fuel. So it says they'll be affected as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's
wow.
crazy.
Lester, that's really amazing. I mean, and you said something like they've raised the prices gradually, right? It's like we're all in this big pot and they're constantly raising the heat, you know, and we're just getting they raise the prices gradually trying to get us to be used to it.
Yeah. You know, hey, 3 years ago, I loved the fuel prices. I loved the mean tweet. Oh, we raised gas prices. Oh, but we lowered them. No, you didn't lower them far enough.
Right, right. They raise them up high, and then they bring them down a little bit and say, look, we lowered it. It's all this deception.
And my wife found you. I don't know how, but I get your podcast, or she sends it to me every day. And when I'm driving, I have to listen to you.
Wow. Well, you know what?
Your wife is awesome. She's a good wife.
She's awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I love her. All right. You guys have a good day and vote Republican.
Yes, absolutely. Amen. All the way. Thank you so much, Lester. And safe travels out there.
So one of the attorney generals in this investigation is Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. He said Missouri farmers, oil leasing companies, and other businesses that are vital to Missouri's and America's economy will be unable to get a loan because of this alliance with our banks and the United Nations.
So they're cutting people off like that. That's
crazy.
You know what? Again, that makes me think about PayPal. You're not complying with our evil agenda, so we hurt you this way. Let's go to Wendy from Georgia. Hey, Wendy, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so much, Will. I bless you for what you do. Please. You do a great job.
I really appreciate it.
And I just want to say I thank God every day that I don't have a school-aged child in this day and age, because that would be horrific to me.
Mm.
But I've got a grandbaby. My son has a baby under a year old. So who knows if the Democrats are still in charge, what I'm going to have to deal with in the future with that child, unless that mother puts the child into like homeschool or some kind of Christian school or something besides a public school.
I know a lot of people are doing homeschool right now. And I don't know if you've heard this as well, that the Democrats, the federal government is trying to push, because of the CDC, trying to push the vaccine, which has the mRNA in it, to mandate it to 16 months year old children, which they don't need it in the first place, but they're trying to push the vaccine on to the kids as well.
Yeah, so you can't go to school unless you're vaccinated with the COVID vaccination, which is ridiculous because you're not required to have the flu vaccination
to go to school, but
right?
They want you to
that
have
was
this.
Never required.
So this is it's demonic what they're doing, 100%.
And that's another thing. Like, my son and his girl did not get vaccinated. She got COVID while she was pregnant with my grandbaby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she lived through it. The baby lived through it. And then she got it after that. I got it when she had it, although I'd been vaccinated but not boosted. And my son never got vaccinated, and I'm thankful for that after I hear the stuff about young men getting vaccinated.
Yes. It's so terrible.
So I'm glad about that, but, you know, I know the country can't last most longer with the way things are going.
You know what? It's funny you said that, because Shannon, my producer here, she was asking the question the other day, how much more of this can America take?
Oh, yeah.
How much more can we take of all of this insanity?
Yeah, it drives me crazy. I mean, even, you know, I found this story because I go and research a lot of the stories that we talk about. And Will was doing another show and I came upstairs and I'm like, oh, my gosh, Will, look what I just found out. I was going crazy. I'm like, this world is crazy. It's these liberals do not care about the American people in America.
They don't care about humanity.
They don't care about our legislative process. They are literally going around our international, you know, UN and bypassing the American people to do something that the American people by large don't really want.
Yep, they don't want it. So.
And because they can't make it happen through the Senate, through the House and the Senate,
or the Supreme Court,
they're going around. That's what they're doing.
Yep.
That's crazy. For those of us, you want to.
Hey, Wendy, I want to thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome, Will, and you keep doing what you do. We appreciate you and your friend there too.
All right, thank you so much. All right, take care.
So, just for those that are just joining us, we just are breaking a story. It's actually on Epic Times, if you've ever heard of it, where there are 19 state attorney generals
that 19.
Have launched an investigation of our 6 major banks here in the U.S., including Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs. Anyways, they found that they are colluding with the U.N. to shut down some of our fossil fuel and agricultural businesses here in America.
So when they look at these oil companies that produce oil, even natural gas, they're actually looking at them as the enemy, bad guy.
The banks are. Right.
So that's the reason why they're doing this.
Yeah, because, you know, we all know that the agricultural industry, the food industry, they rely heavily on banks to fund them until they process their farm, right? And so now they say that they're not going to get it, right? Unless they're following the Green New Deal, what the processes that they instill, they will not get funded. They will not be, and just same thing with fossil fuels. They're not going to fund them anymore because they are not part of the climate change agenda. This is crazy.
This is crazy.
And it 19, like I said, attorney generals, most of them by Republican led states.
Wow. Okay. I think we have another caller here. Let's go. The last four is 9174. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh my goodness. I'm on the phone with you.
Yes. Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Diane. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I didn't think I'd be on one. I'm just trying to get on your podcast, and I couldn't get on.
Oh, really? So did you go to my website and click on the big red button?
I couldn't. It wouldn't let me on. It says not able to load.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yes, I was worried.
Okay. Yeah, I need to.
Sorry about that.
Did you? Okay. Were you just calling to listen in then, or did you have a question?
Yes, I was. Oh no, I wasn't calling to listen in, but I love your show and you're awesome, and thank you for helping America.
Oh well, thank you so much, Diane. I really do appreciate that. We got to fight for our freedoms. This is it. This is it. Yes. I like to think of it like this is game day, right? All these days. This is game day. This is game time. Let me put it that way. It's game time. Game on. We need to, all of us, we need to do our part in this right now. This is like the second revolution, if you will. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Will. God bless.
God bless. Okay, so Shannon, it's just really interesting that we know that the tyrannical left, they're not going to fight against this because they're all globalists. And they're all about this. They're all pushing this. And see, for a lot of people, they don't understand why Joe Biden refused to close the border. A lot of people don't understand why Kamala Harris won't even go to the border. Because Joe Biden, if you ask me, Joe Biden, he answers to the United Nations. He answers to the WEF, the World Economic Forum. I've been saying this from day one, because when Joe Biden first came out, y'all remember when Joe Biden first came out, when he came on the campaign tour for 2020, y'all remember this? His campaign slogan. Do you remember what his campaign slogan was, Shannon?
No, what was it?
It was called No Malarkey.
It was called
No Malarkey. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden it changed to Build Back Better. And then I got the, you know, question. I said, so what is this Build Back Better thing all about? What is this really about? Build Back Better. So I went and Googled it, and it took me directly to the World Economic Forum. If you Google it today, it will still take you to the World Economic Forum. But since then, the World Economic Forum has removed something. And Shannon, it all coming, it's like the light has come on right now. It all came when I first saw it, and I'm kicking myself even today because I didn't screenshot it, because I didn't think about them removing it. When I first found the whole Build Back Better, it literally said on the World Economic Forum, tear down the world economies. It literally said this.
Yeah, I remember when we
tear down the world economies, and then guess what? Build Back Better.
And all of a sudden that became his slogan. And we're like,
that's what I'm saying. That was his slogan. That's what made me go look it up. Yeah. And a lot of people didn't look. And I'm kicking myself today because I did not screenshot, because they said they want to build it back. They want to build back the economies, the world economies, because this is what it said. I remember it vividly. It said that they want to tear down the world economies, because, and they want to build it back better because they believe that tearing down the world economies and building back in a socialist capitalist economy would be better for mankind. And this is part of that global reset. I'm pretty sure everyone listening right now has heard about that, the global reset.
Yeah, the AG for Montana, he said, we have corporate banking and investment industry trying to flex their muscle and pressure businesses into political direction and political action. He said, but that's not their function. Their job is to provide credit and earn profit for their shareholders. He says, this is the continuation of the woke garbage, right? He said, going forward, everything is on the table. He says this also affects, he says the effect of these banking policies are hurting numerous legal industries. And he continued pointing to firearm businesses as well as an example of those being pinched by these financial services and these insurance companies. These companies need to be held accountable. So we are looking at all authorities that are available. Once again, he says all options are definitely
this
on the table.
Should automatically go to the floor of the House and the Senate day one of the Republicans taking the House and the Senate. This needs to go. I mean, this is completely. And if they find out, when they do find out that Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, all of these corrupt, and I would even throw in Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah.
I would throw in Liz Cheney.
Because let me tell you something.
Because you know what? They're all in this together. The establishment.
All in this together.
Paul Ryan, all of these people. Wait a minute. Paul Ryan was just on with Fox Business day before yesterday, talking about how he doesn't want President Trump, and he was suggesting that the GOP is not going to select President Trump, because they said no one is interested in President Trump. But you know what made me just think about it? Where was Paul Ryan at when he was doing that interview?
He was at the
Stock Exchange.
Yeah, Stock Exchange. Or what?
The big bankers.
You know what also is interesting that I just sat here and thought of? Wasn't it Chase Bank that sat on the legislative floor and said that they were not going to get rid of fossil fuels, and yet here they are colluding with the UN to do the very opposite.
This is
you cannot trust
what
these people say.
They were lying.
Right. You can't see. You cannot trust.
They were putting on a show.
You know why they do that? To keep you uninformed and you unaware of what they are doing.
To get everyone deceived.
This is tyrannical, in my opinion. They are literally using their authority and the power to do what they want to do, surpassing the American people and what they want. That's not a democracy.
This story is so huge.
It is.
This is so huge.
And you guys have to go to Epic Times and read this article. Literally, it's really, really long. I'm only, you know, reading parts of it.
That's what I said in the beginning. I encourage everybody. It's not even just me. When someone tells you something, you should take 5 minutes and go look it up for yourself. All this information that we're getting to you right now, please, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, go look it up.
And that's another reason we always share where we get our information, therefore, so you can go look it up. And not only that, I want you to copy the link on Epic Times and I want you to share it with other people. Let them know what our government is doing.
This should go viral. I mean, this should go viral. I would love, you know, in my world, I would love for this podcast to go viral.
Yeah.
Because this information, this proves everything that I've been saying about the Biden regime.